All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects with lots of good things planned. NFL tonight, Astros with a day off, Nick in Vegas after a feverish frisking at the airport last night. Tyler Scott filling in for Nick. We appreciate him. Barry to my right. And we're ready to take you till 4 on The Usual Suspects. Thanks for bringing us aboard. What's up?
What's up, player?
What you got? What happened last night? Anything good?
You know, not a whole lot. I mean, still, I'm so mad at AJ. I'm still all hemmed up in this drama that we discussed on his show a couple days ago. And this show, when it all went down about
the
him.
The comedian
and that
guy?
Yes. It's just a mess. So, yeah, I'm all hemmed up in that.
Is your Facebook page heating up? Or the Facebook group?
No, that group, yeah. There's all kind of, everybody hates me right now, and I'm just like, whatever. It's, I mean, meow, meow.
Well, meow. Tell them to get in line.
Yeah, right?
So what's the latest drama? I mean, they're just...
Oh, they're just, now. It's crazy. And, of course, AJ's not making it any better. He's fanning the flames on his Facebook. And then, of course, I didn't make it better because I trolled on my Facebook. It's just a mess. I deserve part of the blame just for making it, for exacerbating the situation.
I saw his post and the one directly below it 4 hours before it was yours. And I'm like,
it's beautiful.
These guys are obsessed being a-holes.
Who, when you say these guys, Tyler, who?
Me and AJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think it's awesome that you're trolling this other guy.
I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, hey, you know saying, you talk S, you get hit?
Yeah.
That's what that guy did.
Here's the thing, though. And I have to, I almost feel like I need to reach out and apologize to the guy. That's just not going to happen. But I forget that not everybody has kind of goes through what we go through in this job and in comedy, right? So, like, especially in this job, it's you get a lot of constructive criticism, shall we say. Face it, you get a lot of people that say a lot of mean stuff about us.
Yes, indeed.
And you really get thick skin and you get used to it pretty quickly. So I shouldn't expect...
In my case, it wasn't quickly, but it's coming.
Yeah. But I shouldn't expect that he would be that way, and maybe that wasn't fair of me. So I don't know. I'm trying to be adult about it, but it's super hard, and I'm not really doing it well.
I don't think that we, with all the criticism that we face, to ask or...
I mean, my God, people tell me I'm an idiot and they hate me and I'm fat on a daily basis.
Yep.
On the text line. And if that bothered me that much, I would go insane.
People say it's not a show without you and Nick. So
yeah,
but again, we don't turn around and call them mentally incompetent.
Sometimes on a bad day, yeah.
Or mentally challenged, yeah, or whatever he said.
That's true. Sometimes and that's the thing is, I tried to explain to everybody, look, you know, like, I see both sides of it. This dude is being sensitive, but AJ isn't dick. He really is. He's an a-hole. Like, I'm not denying that everything he did and said was mean. I know that. But whatever. I don't know. I need to be more appreciative of other people's sensitivity. Because I apparently I'm just hardened and callous. And I get sensitive. Every once in a while when we get a text, it's, you know, you catch me on a bad day. And yeah, I'm going to say it. Everybody does. No one's above being, you know, getting their feelings hurt. Nobody. I don't care who you are. But I
we
just have
joke
to remember.
About it. But at the same time,
sometimes we get
it's
upset.
It's just catch us at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, be careful what you wish for, because you open that door and we'll jump through and come back at you too, because we do. We get a lot. We just don't voice it to you.
Oh yeah, we just delete a lot of it.
Yeah, we just and move on.
That's the thing, is every once in a while one gets in our crawl, but the rest of it, I mean, we just delete them. By the way, Joseph already in with his Sigmund Bloom question. Sigmund Bloom is going to join us at 2:30 today to answer your fantasy questions. And smartly, Joseph Martinez already has his question in. So I'm going to copy that to a place where it's easy to get to, Joseph. And hopefully you'll be able to tune in. If not, I'll try to reply to your tweet with Sigmund's answer to your question. So if you want to get your questions in, you can go ahead and do that now, 713-780-3776. Text them. I will read on the text lines and flag all of the fantasy questions and save them for when Sigmund joins us, and we'll go in order. So
yeah, Aaron
get
Simmons,
it in early, because last week it filled up really quick.
Aaron Simmons already got me one, too. He got me one early this morning, and I reminded him to just get it in closer to Sigmund Bloom time.
But yeah.
He's already wet, ready to go, too. So
wet and ready to go? Wow. That makes it creepy. Well, why did you do that?
Were you reading a Trump
There's
tweet?
A storm coming.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
Do you still get trolled on the Sigmund Bloom stuff?
No.
Like we used to.
No, on game day? No.
Well, we didn't get rarely. Trolled on game day. We got whenever Usual Suspects first started, and I would fill in every once
in
a while.
Get but that started on game day.
Maybe once
when you
or
say
twice,
trolled yeah. with like trying to get you to say like sexual names or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, they would like, try and get
who
you
do you
to.
Think? Should I take Pat McGroin or. Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Mike.
Or should I start Johnny Sins or
yes.
like random porn stars?
Yeah. It was like Napoleon Dynamite characters and yeah. Not so much now. I think that it was mainly one guy, two guys that did it.
I think
and
it was one guy.
Yeah. And they don't they stopped doing it as much.
Porn stars
but
are,
now
porn stars aren't
now that I say
me.
That, yeah.
now my, that you bring it up, that's gonna be the whole today. Day.
Way I'm to go,
be,
Tyler.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna have time to research it because it's such rapid fire that I'm gonna say something stupid today. So thank you.
Well, it was a caller.
And then people are gonna make fun of me and I'm gonna get my feelings hurt and I'm gonna cry.
Vicious circle.
It's yeah. Bleep that guy.
Any chance that they're not random right. porn stars anymore because Jimmy Garoppolo is involved in the mix and
what?
You know, she's not so random. What was her name?
I don't have any idea. I forgot about this story. Once you remind me.
Not Mia Khalifa.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
It was like, was it Aria?
Kiara Mia.
Kiara, there you
Kiara
go.
Mia.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a flex position, Barry. Kiara Mia in the Niners game.
Flex position. Try reverse cowgirl.
Hey.
No,
yeah.
Watch out. Are you dumping that? Wow, I thought you were dumping me, Tyler. I was like, oh my God, you're so sensitive. That's not dumpable.
Well, I wouldn't dump half the stuff we have to dump if my job didn't rely on it.
I know.
Yeah, okay. So we got plenty to get to. We've got a football game tonight. We have a full slate coming up this weekend. We got Texans-Titans on the horizon and lots of stuff on our agenda. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, HR&P listener line is 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also tweet us directly at Producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K as we just get you started here on the Usual Suspects. Also, the Astros off today, coming home for a big weekend series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Barry, I mentioned this to you this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get interesting. Yankees lose, A's win. It's getting tight.
I like it.
It's not the difference between the two teams is not the only thing getting tight if you're a Yankees fan. Because
oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Pucker factor is pretty high right now.
Yeah, you better hope you get more than the judge because you need some help.
Yeah, Andy Huggins, friend of the show, huge Astros and baseball fan, was like, are the A's ever going to lose? No, they're playing the Orioles and the Rangers. They're just playing slop right now, so don't count on it for a while.
And they are playing today again against the Orioles again. So Astros off. This is one of those days where Orioles get to make up a game to try and catch up with the amount of games that the Astros have played. So keep that in mind as you watch the scoreboard. Last night, another cakewalk, as Barry mentioned, 10-0. They walked away with the game against the Orioles. And as we got out of here yesterday, the Astros had won against the Tigers. So
you know what's crazy is I happened to cross the Athletics ESPN page. I'm just checking on looking at the news, what's going on their home. But I'll often do that. If there's another team that's irrelevant in the market for whatever reason, in this case, the pennant race or whatever, I'll click on that and go look at it. And one of their beat writers was like, A's win again, 10-0 in a rout. Now, if the Astros would just lose, which I find hilarious because we're saying the same thing. Everybody in this city is like, damn it, if the A's would just lose. I went back and looked at the last 10. A's 8-2. too bad that the Astros
9-1. That's right. Take that and you suck imagine, it.
You go 8-2 as a baseball team and you lose ground.
Yep.
You got to be a little pissed about that, right? If you're an A's fan or an Oakland A itself.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. We got the. Oh, this is yesterday's game.
Yeah. I was about to. That bloodbath. Some breaking news, but no, it's the same. Same 10-0 score that you mentioned earlier.
By the way, bitch, I saw the Patrick. The whoa! I can't even look at P. Randizzle's picture, but then you got to go and say that. Yeah,
I was like, who's the bitch, me or you?
No, you got to go and tag it with great. Now Joel's hungry. That's not nice. Why? Nick's out of in Vegas, so now you want to tag me on that?
So Patrick Randall sends us a picture of a lady who made bacon-wrapped sausage, and it looks like six penises. And I just responded, oh, great, now Joel's hungry. What's the big deal with that? I don't understand. What's the big deal?
There's a big deal. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Join us, won't you? We're just getting started. Fasten your seatbelts, and away we go. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And right about now, it's time to have some fun. The King at Rock, that is my name,
and I know the fly spot where they got the champagne. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, segment number two of hour number one, big show. It is Joel and Barry. It is Tyler in for Nick, who's in Vegas. Nick was texting us last night. We'll have to get the story when we get back. But
Don't give it away.
All right. Let's just say got a little action before he even got out of town.
Things happened in going through security. By the way, Tyler,
you know what it is?
Well, it's a tune in on Monday.
You're gonna let him tell the story?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin his. I don't want to steal his limelight. That's his shine. Why ruin it? Besides, all we have is one simple text. I'm sure there was a lot more to it than what he sent us.
Well, we got a couple texts, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, I responded. I have no idea if y'all got it.
Because when we asked him, like, because AJ was asking him if he was going to do blow and do all this different stuff yesterday. And we asked him, just like, is there a certain spot you always hit when you go to Vegas? And I'm thinking there's a bar, a club, or, you know, a pool party or something like that. And he said, yeah, the burger joint. There's a burger joint. I'm like, if you're. That's your number one go-to mainstay targeted area in Vegas. You got to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Look, this is what you do. You hit the cheap blackjack table, and you get loaded up on free drinks.
Yep.
And then you go wander around. I was there last weekend.
Yeah, you were just recently, right?
And so they have a Taco Bell cantina there that actually serves alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By the way.
That's legit.
Good eats at 2 a.m.
Sure.
But you can also get a Baja Blast with vodka in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, that I have not tried.
Now, it was delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would feel like that would be good.
On our last day on Monday, we ended up getting one on the way to get breakfast, and then on the way back, we got another one.
Well, that's a good tip, because here you can just go to Taco Bell and get a Baja Blast and then just add vodka.
But it's a frozen Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, all the drinks that they serve are just
that's
frozen.
Fancy. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. I'll say this: whenever we used to go, and we used to go on a regular basis, I mean, the pool parties at Mandalay Bay were pretty extraordinary.
Now,
talent wise,
And participatory. Yes, those that attended were very participatory very quickly.
Yeah, if you're feeling
really. Wow.
So there's a couple. You can go to Wet Republic, Encore Beach Club. Those are the two not really optional ones.
Yeah. Oh. Was that the ones we used to go to at Mandalay Bay?
I think Mandalay Bay is
creepy. I know your top's off too, but that's still creepy, right?
They got a certain name for the pool party itself, but it's worth it, whatever they call it.
There's also another place called the Sapphire Pool Club, and... let's just say they have entertainers there.
Oh yeah? Well, hello.
I feel like Nick and AJ are probably going to go to the bottomless dude pool.
That's nice. That's nice.
I'll let them know I said that when they get back. Oh,
oh, you don't have to, because you know there's people swarming yes. that are already on Twitter going,
I totally forget.
Barry just AJ's got a, said.
Yeah. AJ's got 1,000 snitches that listen to the show. I don't even think they listen to the show because they like us. They just listen so they,
I'm
can,
telling,
so
I'm
they
telling.
Can tell AJ that, that we talked
well, hopefully,
about it.
At least
which
like
so
one
funny.
Or two of them have a meter.
Yeah, right? Well, it's funny because we literally tell him every time he walks in. Because we're like, oh, did you hear when I was talking mess about you? He's like, no, what'd you say? And then we tell him. He's like, or he'll come in and be like, somebody texted me. It's like, yeah, no, not like I wasn't going to tell you. It's not like it's a secret. It's going out over the airwaves for everyone to hear. It's not like I posted it on Facebook. You know what? Let me stop.
Dude, I think sometimes that basically you have a little bit of a mental deficiency.
Why?
I just think that those are, that's just something that happens.
You think that?
Yeah.
Do you, look at this. What? Why? What have we done?
I don't know.
This?
Why did it come back to that? We did this the other day.
We were going to have such a good time today. I feel like Josh is going to bring us down a little
Isn't
bit
this like
here.
Like a 2-week-old conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
we
you know what?
It.
We care about the people, and we want everyone to have their say. So here we go. Josh wants to talk Kaepernick and Nike. Josh, what's up?
Come on, fellas. Come on.
You're gonna ruin this whole show, aren't you? Getting everybody upset.
I'm curious. I want to get you guys' input. Colin Kaepernick, Nike. It's a 30-year anniversary, is that what they did?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yep.
So I'm just curious, out of all the athletes in all of existence in the past 30 years, really what outside of his little thing he did with the NFL, why Colin Kaepernick? Why, I mean, why not Michael Jordan? Why not?
I mean, Josh, I know what you're asking, but I think you know the answer to that, right? Why do you think that they chose Colin Kaepernick?
Well, mine's, it's not going to be a popular answer. I think Nike did it because the majority of their sales come from African Americans, and so they're reaching out to them.
Hmm. So, in other words, good business. I mean, would you, if the majority of our listeners are young men who you know, I don't know, 24-year-old dudes, the way that we do the show would cater to that. That would make sense, right? So, if your market is predominantly African American, you would get a guy who is currently, very relevant in the African American community, right? That would make sense.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not relevant in doing anything. He's a free agent. Ooh. He's not even playing anywhere.
So you're judging it just by his playing career and where he sits right now. And I think what we're trying to get you to see is there's other ways to be relevant and make a difference. And that's why Nike picked Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Josh, you know that it wasn't about sports necessarily,
right?
And that's the reason that they chose Colin Kaepernick. Obviously, he's not even playing right now. He is a sports figure, but he's not playing.
I'll tell you this.
It was a broader reason. It had more to do with social
issues.
Yeah,
sure.
Social issues than just the sports.
You know, but it comes back to, you know, when you go to whether it's the NFL or you work for UPS or whatever it is you do, you know, I drive for a living, and if I was to put a flag on my truck that was something that I stood for and nobody agreed with it, and my job said no, I have to honor that because I'm at work. It's, you know, same thing with a player in the NFL. You're at work. Even though it's Sunday and you're playing a game, you're still at work.
Right, okay, but Josh, here's the thing. He's not the only face of the campaign, all right? You got Shaq Griffin, you've got OBJ, you've got LeBron, you've got Serena, you've got Lacey Banks, and Lacey Baker, and a lot of people are going to say, who's Lacey Baker? Well, Lacey Baker was the first openly lesbian woman in skateboarding that joined the Nike team. So they're promoting that as well. So they're covering social issues. They're covering athletics. They're covering everything to basically make an overall statement about believe in yourself, believe in what you believe in, do what you do, regardless of the consequences. So it's not just about Colin Kaepernick.
So what do you guys believe? What do you guys think? You guys agree with it? You guys are behind it or...
there's a difference between agreeing and being behind it, but the main thing is that, look, Baring and I have been very open on this show about talking about the fact that this isn't about disrespecting the military. This is about using a platform to make a statement about social change that needs to change. This is about that, and also from the marketing perspective, Nike are brilliant. All the people at Nike, they are brilliant marketers, and they knew exactly what they were doing when they did what they did, and they know that the Trump supporters and the people that are going to really fight this aren't the people that are buying their product, but that they're really going to, are going to hammer home their message and their support and their products to those that they know are big supporters of them.
Well, I was just curious why they chose him, because I don't necessarily disagree with what he did, because, you know, I've got friends say, oh, he's disrespecting the flag, he's disrespecting, you know, the military. The way I really see it is, the men and women that died for our country, they died for Colin Kaepernick to be able to kneel and have his opinion, to have his voice, and to have the freedom to choose what he wants to do. And that's why people join the service and give up their life is for the ultimate sacrifice, and that's freedom. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I was just wondering why they chose him. But I agree with what you're saying exactly.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Josh. We're up against a break here. I mean, I see why you're asking. I think you weren't trolling necessarily. You were just curious what our thoughts were and giving your opinion as well. I don't think there's much else to say from our perspective. I mean, we've covered it several different times. Mm-hmm. I will say though that at the end of the day, what Nike was doing was part social but mostly business, and I don't want people to lose sight of that. I get what they did, and it was smart of them to do it, and I think it was good to give him another platform if you believe in his cause. But at the end of the day, it was a really good business decision.
Yeah, they knew it would get people talking about them. Exactly. They knew that it would get people buying shoes.
Sure, you know who
already have
Adidas,
their product.
They're looking in their rearview mirror at Adidas. They're looking in their rearview mirror at Puma.
Under Armour.
Under Armour. I mean, yeah, Puma just signed a bunch of basketball players.
They're a billion-dollar company. Nike, like, they know how to make money.
As much as I want to give them credit for being 100% only about the social change that they would like to see, this is about business.
Let's be honest, too, fellas. With the analytics and the way they studied everything that they have at their discretion, they knew they were going to take a short-term hit that was going to be a long-term gain. Because once they took that short-term hit, they got all kinds of publicity that's going to propel them to a lot of long-term gains.
What day did they make the announcement?
2 weeks ago, maybe?
It was about 2 weeks ago, yeah. Because they started with the articles came out before the print ad, then after the print ad for the Thursday night football game last week. That was the first time that they aired the actual commercial.
And that's the thing. Once they start rolling out all the rest of the whole program with all the other athletes, then all this Kaepernick stuff is going to calm down. But they knew if they started with him that it would get people talking.
From a calculated business decision, too, yes, there's a reason why Colin Kaepernick was the first spokesperson to be featured.
I wish I had the date so I could look at the stock, because I'm looking at the last month.
Well, it went down 2% away.
Hold on. Let me finish. Over the last month, 30 days ago, it started at $80.15. It dipped slightly on August 17th to $79.75. Then it shot up to $82.95, so almost $83. It kind of hovered around there for a while, dropped to a dollar, $1.50, went up another dollar, and then dropped back down to below 80. So we're not talking about a significant amount of money either. In the stock price, we're talking about less than $4 up or down over the last 30 days. So I think what you're going to see long term is, you saw quick reactions. Right now, it's at the highest it's been in 30 days at $83. But long term, they're going to be looking at sales for the quarter. So that's when you will see it the following quarter when they do earnings reports. If sales are up, that's when it's going to matter more.
Interesting question for you two. So with what Barry just said,
I'm a stock guy. What the hell I'm talking about?
Good job. CNBC or C. Barry. At the same time, quick question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Will the stock go up or down? And what just happened with what we were just talking about, Barry? Will it be a greater fluctuation that with this announcement, or when the next new Jordan or LeBron's shoe comes out?
I think neither. I think it has everything to do with the company's performance as a company. That's what stock and investors are always going to care about. If you look at over the last 6 months, 6 months ago, their stock was at $66.17. You can't give credit to this Kaepernick move, the fact that they're at 83, because...
It was going up
at the end of
that.
July. It was already up to $78 or $79, up from $66 in the previous 4 months or 5 months. So this has nothing to do with that. That's what I'm saying. Those gains you'll see, or losses you'll see in the next quarter.
But don't sleep on the fact that when they release a new Jordan, or that when they release LeBron's new shoe, it does almost always,
like the iPhone,
take a jump.
We need to talk about it. Did y'all see the new iPhone as well?
I saw the price. Watch the video and check it out.
Did you know you can get a laptop, a MacBook Air, cheaper than the iPhone XLR, STQ, whatever the hell the biggest
prices
one is?
Are ridiculous.
Stupid.
I might look into a MacBook Air then.
Yeah. All right, 30 minutes in the books, 30 still to go, and hour number one of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is Tyler in for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning. Rich kid, paint me as a villain.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's Tyler for Nick. And we're having a good old time. Got back into a little rewind. A little bit of a topic we've already covered in that of Nike and Colin Kaepernick, but it has stirred some feelings.
Shout out to Holly. She is with her sister at the hospital. Her sister is currently in labor, and she shushed her sister because she was being loud and she couldn't hear our program. So unless you're coming with that kind of dedication, don't come at me, bro. Holly knows what's up. Also, her little niece is listening, and that could be tragic. So I hope she's not listening for very long.
Yeah, you're starting early, corrupting the
youth. Yeah, there will probably be some inappropriate things said throughout the show.
And that's why,
as per usual.
And that's why when the cool kids start mumbling in the hallways, hey, you got to listen to this show, this usual suspects. Mm, you're missing some
they're
stuff.
Warm.
Yeah, it's fire.
Yes, as the kids say.
It's fire, it's lit, and you better get woke to the fact that this is the show you should be listening to.
I think we should have like rap names if we're lit, if we're fire. Like, you know, there's Little Xanax, I'll be Little Abercrombie. That's me. By the way, somebody tweeted the show and was like, why are you giving AJ grief? You still wear Abercrombie cargo shorts. Hold on, sir. Hold on. I don't wear cargo shirts. How dare you put me on cargo shorts? That's ridiculous. Yeah, I wear Abercrombie, but I do not wear cargo shorts. No. Don't start spreading those rumors. Those are lies.
Wow.
Yeah, I won't stand for
it. I like it. This is the kind of fired up Barry we need.
I won't stand for it. We do have some text to get through. But just finish up that thought, though. Good luck to Holly's sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope everything comes out all right. That doesn't sound... I don't know how...
You mean...
How do you wish somebody happy labor? Like, yeah. What do you... Like, happy labor? I don't know. I just hope everybody's healthy when it's over with. And I hope it's not a girl, because girls are... Ugh.
Thanks.
As kids.
That's real nice.
I mean, you know, boys pee in your face as a kid, but girls are just... Ugh.
As a kid?
Yeah. Well... R. Kelly, saying, R. Kelly is adult too, I guess, right?
R. Kelly had a couple of songs and things and
focus. Somebody, I can't read it. It's kind of long, and they aren't nice to some of the other shows, but they just said, hey, I started listening to the station, and I've changed jobs now. I listen to your show. Really like it. It's my favorite show, and we appreciate you.
We do.
Thank you so much for the kind words. Got this text. Oh, my God. AJ Berry just called you gay on air. Oh, crap. Wrong number. Nope. That's not your. Yeah, you snitched to the wrong place. White Magic checking in. God, we haven't heard from White Magic in forever.
Oh, I heard from him.
Oh,
Sunday night when he thought that I was in like some kind of panic mode about the Packers.
Oh, well, I mean, you kind of were.
I expressed it to you people.
Okay. But he said, I've never met one person who joined the military. And I should preface this by saying White Magic was in the military.
Correct.
And served our country. Thank you for your service, White Magic. So I've never met one person who joined the military to legitimately, quote, serve their country. We joined to get ourselves out of whatever situation we were in.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a...
I can't say either way. I didn't serve. I don't know. I've never really had that discussion with people. I take that back. I mean, I've talked to some folks that served that were like, yeah, I just had nothing to do. I didn't have any money.
I think before 9/11, that was more...
Probably.
Prevalent,
yep.
But after
and for
I
a
feel,
few years after,
and for a few years after, it was probably, hey, I want to serve my country. I want to
absolutely
kind of try and right whatever wrong happened. You know.
Yep, I would agree with that. Careful,
because before 9/11, there were a ton of kids that didn't know what they wanted to do with the rest of their lives, and didn't think they were ready for college.
Recruiting offices were in the malls.
Yeah. Right. They came to the schools. They were at the malls. They had their own in strip centers around the city.
Yeah,
just as well as you could find a Subway restaurant or an eyeglass place. Right between them could be an enlistment place.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and you don't see them much anymore, do you?
Mm-mm. No.
Somebody was commenting on you having thick skin now. They said all those Taj Gibson jokes gave you thick skin.
I know who that. I know exactly who.
Yeah, we met that guy at Nick's place, right?
Yeah.
Steelers fan Juan checking in from Lebanon, Tennessee, and he wants to know, how high do you see James Conner's stock value going? Well, I think the ceiling is the roof until Le'Veon Bell gets back, and then he's a backup again. Now, the Steelers might try to trade him to a team that's in need of a running back if he shows well, but he had one good game. Let's see what happens. I mean,
just remember you heard it here first because it was funny today on First Take that Max Kellerman made a huge stand that Le'Veon Bell should be a member of the Green Bay Packers, if not sooner next year.
Okay.
And that's a drum I've been beating for a week or so now. So we'll see. But overall, I mean, obviously, Bell has to report sometime before week 10, I believe it is, to obtain his free agency status for next season. The Steelers have already said publicly they're not going to rescind the franchise tag, which would make him a free agent now.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he's got a decision to make. He's losing money every week, and the more he sits out, the more Connor's value goes up. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, what he had, 192 yards, 36 touches. Connor did.
And one big fumble.
Yeah. And his haircut. Did you see the hair?
Mm-mm.
Look, he's got like a.
Is that backloaded?
Yeah, he's got a buzz mullet with stripes in it.
Yeah, that's.
Am I missing something? Was there a reason for this or is he just having fun with it?
He's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might just be the fact that. The rookie haircut thing happens, and he's not a rookie.
He played last year, I believe.
So he said, yeah, we're going to keep switching it up, so we'll see for next week. It might be the same next week. I'm not sure yet. I got to let it grow back a little bit, but I plan on having different styles throughout the year.
Did you see the guy who...
So this is just a choice thing.
There's a random Steelers fan on Twitter says... He said before the game, if James Conner rushes for over 100 yards and two touchdowns, I'm going to get this haircut. And he ended up doing it, and he got the same kind of haircut.
Nice.
He played last year, Tyler.
Fade stripes. Okay, then
he had 63 carries for 279 yards last year.
Making a bad decision.
Yeah, not as so the haircut thing, not as ballsy as the Seattle Seahawks radio host said he will shave all body hair and walk around in a Speedo if the Seahawks win the division. So, Joel, what are you...
Don't get me started. You're not doing this to me. No.
What? No. I'm just, you shave all your body hair. Are you hairy? Like, you know, chest and back and all that?
I wish I was hairy on the top of my
some
head.
Some people
more,
do that on purpose. They
I know.
Have to
but walk around
a
in a Speedo? Well, I guess some people do that on purpose, too.
Yeah. I used to work with a guy.
I guess it depends on what he looks like.
I used to work with a guy that would have, like, parties for Halloween, for, like, big party, you know, just so that he loved Halloween so that he could do just that. So that he could, like, shave his entire body and wear, like, pretend to be, like, an Olympic swimmer. And wasn't even close to having an Olympic swimmer type frame.
Right.
But just felt the need to put everybody else in that position.
But here's why he's smart. Because he said if they win the division, they're not winning that division. The Rams are in that division. Yep, Niners are in that division. They're not winning that division. They might be lucky to beat the Cardinals.
Did he think he was going to motivate his team?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was smart. You should do the same, Joel.
No,
you should say if the Pack, you're in the division with the Vikings. You should just come. Hey, if the Green Bay Packers win the division, I'll do an entire show in Speedos.
No.
Okay. I'm certainly not saying that with the Texans because I don't trust the AFC South. Jags are one or two injuries away from sucking. Also,
we should do that. I think you should do that.
No,
we'll see. There you go.
Don't you can't have my ideas. You got to come up with these on your own.
Yes, I can. It's part of the show. If I got to do it, then you got to do it.
It's just now you're just stealing.
It's not your we of Aggie
pilfering ideas. Crystal Collins said, I call BS. I joined right as things were heating up in the Gulf Air Force, 1990 to 2003. Thank you for your service, Crystal Collins. Much appreciated.
No thanks to your team, but thank you for your service. We appreciate you.
All right.
All right, we'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You should do it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Nick, Tyler, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects on a Thursday, FEF Friday tomorrow, so Barry, get your comedian ready.
Oh yeah, I need it. Well, I've reached out to her already, I'm waiting to hear back from her.
Okay.
I've asked her for 3 one-minute clips and sorry, Tyler, but I told her they don't have to be clean, we can beep them. I know.
Tyler's already not happy with you.
Oh, he just gave me the suck it sign. That wasn't nice. Speaking
of suck it, what is he? 1 for 3 this week as we continue to monitor his ability to stay above the Mendoza line or maybe get to 50-50 and 500. OU Mike is waiting in the wings. Mike, what's up?
Well, actually, I stole second. I went into second standing up. So I'm on second. The pitch before, I hollered at the plate. Hey, Yachty, I'm going after the next pitch. See what you can do about it. And I got in there standing up. But I heard y'all talking about social issues or issues in America, and y'all had to go there. But it made me think about Serena. Everyone was wanting her to win this match that she was in last, and they played it all up because she was going to tie or break somebody's record. I don't remember if it was Yvonne Google Madong or Martina, not right with John Travolta or somebody like that. I can't remember.
Yvonne
but
Google
that's not
Madong.
Really the issue. Yeah, and Martina, not right with John Travolta. I think that's her name. But my issue is with, I just bought a pair of sunglasses off TV. And they're the Special Forces Tactical Assault Special Ops Navy SEAL Green Beret training sunglasses. I don't know if y'all have seen them or not.
I have seen those, yes. They have a visor like that, too, don't they, OU Mike? A sun visor for your car.
They work okay, but when you put them on, your head goes up and down like you're saying yes all the time. I mean, my wife loves me to put them on right before we have sex. I don't really know why, but... But when I'm driving, it always looks like I'm singing, and people look at me strangely. And one time I had a black friend with me, and I had him on, and we went by some of these Nazi skinhead protesters, and I was doing that, and they started throwing rocks at me, and he was asking me whose side I was on, stuff like that. That's just one of the issues we're having here in America.
You know, he could have quit about halfway through that call and probably got a win.
He could have quit after the Travolta thing the first time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Mike, we know damn well you don't have any black friends.
Or a wife, for that matter. Let's go to the real issue.
Or a wife. Probably not even a car. I do believe you bought those blue blockers or whatever the hell they're called.
Have you this is a newer one. This is the newer one that are like rainbow tinted with
have you seen the one where it's a visor? They literally have the tactical visor. They're like, see things you've never seen before with our visor. And they have a picture of they have a TV screen on and it's just white. And then they drop the visor down. Bald eagle. Freedom, bitch. You can see it now. Like, what? What? This is, you're telling me that basically I can see things that aren't there. I really want to buy one just to see if it works.
Yeah, you saw that, right? The test you do where they send, is it on the box or something where you just see it on when you look at the picture that's on the box, you're like, oh, that's so-and-so. And then you put the glasses on and it has like
Bald
three,
eagle.
You can see other, yeah, exactly right. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I ain't buying all
also,
that.
Also, oh,
for
Mike,
$20, if you like check a box or say something, you get an extra pair for free. Come on.
Also, him saying that he stole second. I hate to say this, but let's assume you got picked off of second. That was a terrible call. Joel, you messed him up a little bit.
I did.
But there was a long, weird pause, and then the you should have stopped at the makes your head go up and down, and then the wife, and okay, eject.
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I caught the crazy names that he was giving out, and Tyler gave me the frowny face look like I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
So I got it.
White Magic.
By the way, safe to say, 1-for-4 now for the week?
Yes. I have him 0-for-4, or 0-for-5.
I got him 1-for-4.
But you guys gave him a hit yesterday.
Yep. Okay.
White Magic is full of bleep. I did this as my civic duty. Don't speak for all of us. That's from Eric.
Oh.
I'll get to that one in a second. I will second White Magic's comments from Steeler fan Juan. Thank you for your service,
so we're getting
Eric,
both sides of it.
And Steeler fan Juan. White Magic is 100% correct. I have never met one, and members from every branch are in my family. Okay.
Interesting.
Yep. Somebody said that haircut for Connor, James Connor, was it's called the Dallas Shag. Coach Flea said that. We're going to have to Google Dallas Shag. Now, you know who has a cut like that? El Oso Blanco. Or no, what is oh my God. I can't, he's going to kill me. He's going to punch me dead off in my face.
Promise?
who
are you talking about?
The MMA fighter we just had on the show. Damn. I had the worst
at
this.
Not El Oso Blanco.
Yeah, no. But that's his nickname also.
Well, by the way, I'm sure if you just check the text messages, it's already rolling.
No, they don't know.
I think the Dallas Shag is...
Is that a thing?
Correct. Okay. That would be a Dallas haircut.
Is it?
Yeah.
Justin Ledet. There it is. Justin Ledet. He has that. He's got the front half is shaved.
Mm-hmm.
The back half is a mullet. And I didn't realize that was called a Dallas Shag. Thank you, Coach Flea. I'm going to Google that now, and maybe we'll get Joel to get one.
Nope. No chance, because if this goes, it may never come back, so therefore we're not doing that. No.
How about a Southside fade? No. Would you? No? No. When you're no fun.
Tyler's Mr. Experimental with hair. So
Tyler, let's get
ahead.
You a Dallas Shag. Hmm? I mean, I would throw Nick into that, but he doesn't have any hair. You could. I mean, I know you shaved yours off, but you can grow
it back.
It's
coming back.
Yeah. Just keep shaving the front half.
You can do the liquor in the front, poker in the rear thing because you can have the party in the rear. You can
that
have
was
the,
unnecessary.
You can have the party all over in the back and let that keep growing and just keep shaving the front.
You just wedged that in there. I mean, to get that in there.
Whatever.
Yeah. So somebody said, what's a good time to fertilize my grass for the winter?
Oh, God.
Jeez. Tyler, do you have a problem when I talk about lawns on this show? About lawn care? Does it bother you?
No.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I don't have a lawn. I just tune you out.
Well, I didn't need to.
Actually, I do have a lawn, but I don't.
You know, they
have
don't
a lawn
either.
Guy.
You still have to take care of it. You still have to tell them when to fertilize.
I don't. Whatever.
You're best to winterize it in November. Get a slow release fertilizer in the winter. I'll look at my schedule and tell you what it is. Because I know you really care, Joel.
Do you have a compost bin?
I do not. No.
Hey, look at the time. It's getting away from us. First hour's already in the books. 2 hours still to go. The big show. Don't go anywhere. Holy cow. The Garden Weasel is at it again. We got more of the show.
It's not my fault that the listeners, the peeps, our bread and butter folks are the ones that want to know these things. November 1st is the answer.
Pee and poop on your lawn all November.
No. Yeah. Put out a slow-release fertilizer.
Yeah, if you poop on your lawn.
No.
That's slow release.
No. No. No, don't do that. No. And peeing on the lawn, I think that kills the grass. That's not good for your grass.
But if you poop on it?
I mean, that would probably help. It's just the whole going to jail thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to pull a Nick and
piss Joel
someone
off. Get the garden hoe because we got the garden weasel running wild in the middle of hour number one.
Did
Let's
I
hope
send
hour
that
number
text?
Two is a little bit more sportsy, no. Barry. Jeez.
It was all sports until the text came in. I can't control what the peeps send us, man.
What did we talk about sports wise?
We talked about Kaepernick. We talked about the Seattle guy. You're going to wear a Speedo if the Packers win.
Nope.
We talked about that. The Dallas Shag. We killed it, man. Little Astros, Athletics. Nailed it.
I don't think the Astros came up once, but...
Yeah, we talked about the Athletics and how they're winning, and the Astros are winning 9-1, and...
Hour number two is right around the corner. I promise I'm going to do my best to keep gardening out of it. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com.